Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
We're talking about being a creature of habit.
Oh, I've got habits.
You sound like an old nun.
Hopefully some of them are good.
Isn't there a joke about an old nun and her
flying habits?
I don't think they were flying. That was Sally.
Sally Struthers.
No.
Sally Fields.
No. Yes. Yes. Oh, dear. I heard a story today about a pot roast.
Oh.
Yes.
I love some pot roast.
This lady was talking on our mastermind about making pot roast. And she said, yeah, that she always cuts it in half. And she never knew why she cut it in half to make a pot roast. But she always cut a pot roast in half before she put it in the oven. And then one day, her daughter says, Mom, why do you cut it in half before you put it in the oven to bake? And she said, well, I don't know. I'm going to call your grandma. So she called her grandma, and she said, or her mother, which is her daughter's grandma, and said, why did you teach me to cut the pot roast in half?
Always cut the pot roast in half to bake it.
Before you put it in the oven.
Or roast it.
And the grandmother said, you know, I'm not sure why we do that. I'm going to have to ask your Aunt Ruby. So they called Aunt Ruby, who was in the nursing home, like 90-something years old. And Aunt Ruby said, well, you know, when I was a child, our oven was too small. So we cut the pot roast in half.
Because it would only fit half the pot roast.
Because we could only fit half the pot roast.
So they limited the size of their pot roast because of the size of their oven. It was a habit.
And how many times in life, how many situations in life do we do things not really knowing why we do it? We just do it because that's the way we were taught.
We were just raised. We just
inherited. That's how we were raised.
We inherited the way to do it.
We do it with religion all the time.
Yes.
We do it with religion all the time. That's the way I was taught to believe.
Yeah, we were, or money.
We do it with money. That's the way I was taught. The stock market. I'm taking some classes on the stock market, and they were like, why would you buy a stock and hold it? And I'm like,
well, you want to find a good company that's a blue chip stock, and then you just get in it, and you never look at it again. And then 20 years later, you're going to have a very valuable stock portfolio.
You're going to have a big pot of money on your hands.
And let me just tell you about my GE stock that I've had for the last 30 years, because it is just a turd. I'm just going to tell you right now, that stock is a turd, and I don't know where the stock certificate is, because if you don't have the stock certificate, you can't do anything with it. But I do get my $1.11 check every couple
months. Isn't that funny how, well, we're like, well, Warren Buffett does it that way, right? Well, Warren Buffett has billions of dollars. So he can't get in and out of stocks very quickly. So he puts it in, he finds American Express, and yeah, he buys and then he holds. And because his influence and because of his past record, then America or the whole world
right
is like, oh, Warren Buffett did it, so I'm going to do it. So of course
the value goes up because the demand just went up.
Because of who he is. However, the rest of us, that doesn't work. And we've learned that because we are creatures of habit and we don't question why we do things. We just do it. How many times do you go to tie your shoe and you don't think about, oh, well, do I want to do a single loop or a double loop?
Yep.
Or do I want to do a square knot or maybe a macrame little knot that I learned? Maybe one that we've learned on the ship or the sailboat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you don't think about
the
those.
Sailor's
there's,
knot.
There's like 12 different ways you can tie your shoe. But however,
I just send the bunny through the hole.
We do it that way because That's the way we were taught.
So in business or in a private school, a lot of times they learn math the business way.
Mm-hmm.
If I have two businesses, or if I have five businesses and I sell two businesses, I'm left with three businesses and a lot of profit.
Mm-hmm.
In school, we learn if I have five apples and I lose two apples.
Or I give away.
Or I give away two apples, then I'm left with three apples. Like, I've just lost. Like, that's a different math system. Like, it's so
it's
funny
a,
that how...
It's a different story in our head.
A certain class of people just sold two businesses and now they have a profit and they have... Like, now they're worrying about taxes.
They still did a subtraction problem. Yeah, now it's still the exact same word equation.
They've just learned something. They've learned subtraction and all this, but they also learned...
How to make money.
Whereas in... another public school system, they've learned, oh, you just lost two apples. you just had a deficit. That's what you ended up with.
You irresponsible food wasting. Yeah.
But that's how we learn. And now what you need to do is go get in the employment system so that you can make more apples so that you can lose some more. But that's how we develop these habits.
You're going to be hungry.
That's right. If you keep losing your apples, you're going to stay hungry.
How do you like them apples?
That's right. That might be where the saying came from. American pie, baby.
And we just accept it as, okay, this is the way it is. We don't question
and
anything.
Part of that is, so the saying is, you don't know what you don't know. And what you don't know can keep you broke.
Until someone brings it to your awareness.
Yes.
And it's the same with the pot roast. I mean, when the woman was literally telling this story, we all were like, oh my gosh, how many times in life do we do something like that?
And we don't even know why we're doing it.
We don't know why we do it that way.
Well,
we just do it that way.
That's the way it's always been done, right?
Yeah.
Isn't this the way?
Do you remember?
Until you get into a different crowd of people and someone asks you a different question, it opens up a different way of thinking. And that's why it's so wonderful to have a coach or have someone to, it's beautiful when you move into a different room. And that's why you're told that you become the five people that you hang around the most.
That is true.
Because you develop the habits of those people. You learn the things that they're doing.
That is true. And the mindset and the emotions, the emotional home. You learn the emotional home of the five people you're with.
And you will also rise to the level of the expectations of the people that you hang around the most.
That is true. That is true, which is why when people tell me to lower my expectations,
You're always like, no, raise yours.
I'm like, you raise your standards.
That's right.
Stop telling me that.
That's right. I'll go find new friends.
I will. And if it's family that tells me that, I'll go find new family.
That's right. And you did. That's me living in my false sense of security. I'll take it, though.
Oh, so anyway, I just thought that was an interesting little tidbit to maybe think and ponder today is where in our lives are we just becoming a creature of habit and are those habits serving us?
Yeah. And is there a place where we can just up level and find a new room to be in, find a new experience and somewhere where they're asking different questions. That's what I did when I went to my mastermind in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a new way of doing finances and a new way of investing. I was like, oh my goodness, this is possible? Like
nobody ever told us.
No one told me that. I thought that I had to invest this way and I was making a good return, a decent return. And when things are good, there's a lot of times there's no reason to change it. But then you don't know what else is available.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing is. And when you're cutting the pot roast in half, you don't know, like you're being fed.
You don't know that there's a better way. I mean, in your head, you might rationalize it. Oh, well, this is the way the middle gets cooked or, you know, you never know.
Yeah, you don't know that there's a better way. In your oven, you've got plenty of space in there.
You just trust that somebody taught me this for a reason.
That's the way it is. And times change. And you don't realize there are other ways to do it. And you're like, why does it look like, why can someone else feed 20 people at their house and I'm still only feeding five? Or why am I still only feeding four? But there's other ways to do it. And if you haven't expanded your horizon, expanded your sphere of influence, then you'll never know.
I guess the lesson from all this today is to raise our awareness. And we often come out of our conversations thinking it really comes down to the awareness.
Yeah.
Awareness and asking the right questions.
The quality of life is comes down to the quality of questions that you ask, I think. Mm-hmm. And just having a different, it's not.
And having the wherewithal to know what questions to ask. So that is questions and awareness right there.
And just recognizing that we all are subject to falling into the trap of our own sameness. Because we do it ourselves all the time. And that's
definitely.
Why we have our own coaches. That's why we like
definitely.
To get into these deep conversations. And that's why we like having you with us. Because you encourage us and you push us to get into a deeper level of understanding and a deeper level of conversation.
That is true. That is true. So thank you. Thank you for keeping us accountable. How much do we owe you?
That's right. Send us more questions.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
And keep living lucky.
All right. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.